The mere idea that you would accept the possibility of the admonition given to you and the title of this event, of my attempt to reassociate our correspondences with each other in this Course in Miracles, is a joyful idea within my mind, because you were curious enough, looking somewhere on the net or up at the satellites that are broadcasting this message of individual salvation, to inquire how the response would be to how to heal the sick and raise the dead. I'm here now, at this time and place, as is what has been termed by this illusionary association of light form, a miracle healer. And if you'll stay with me for this first 27 minutes of reassociation of the energy of light form that apparently constitutes the illusionary nature of your location in space-time, I will, I promise you, demonstrate to you how to heal the sick and raise the dead. We begin our practice episode with this idea. The idea of healing the sick and raising the dead comes from my Savior, and if you'll recognize him as yours, also yours, in the New Testament, that in John 5, go ye forth and heal the sick and raise the dead. We're very much aware of the idea that we have been instructed by this resurrected mind that we have the capacity to perform the acts in association with each other, to laying down our defenses, of an establishment of a new continuum of time. We call this being born again, in which we discover to our happy amazement that we are whole and perfect as we were created. With your permission, I'll get into the mechanisms by which you can recognize a process of the power of your mind to heal our momentary association with each other, okay, based on this space and this time, in a single moment of revelation that allows you to view yourself in a new perspective of the wholeness of the molecular association that constitutes the illusion of your body. Say to me, ask me to teach you how to heal the sick and raise the dead. Say, teach me. Teach you what? How to heal the sick and raise the dead? Are you listening? I'm teaching you at this moment. It's important to remember within our Course in Miracles that Homo sapien, a human being, is always teaching. Can you hear this? He cannot not be teaching because he's always expressing what he has determined in his own relationship with himself in space-time. Who is he teaching? He believes he is teaching other faculties within the illusion of his correspondence of objective reality, which in effect are himself. The fundamental teaching that I am offering you in regard to my certainty of who you are cannot, and how to heal you, cannot not be placed or defined in any way except by the way in which I recognize myself in our relationship. This is the entirety of the offering of the Course in Miracles. All right. I'm teaching you and calling to your attention my certainty that you are self-ruler of everything that you see in this world, and that if the correspondence of your mind is in conflict and suffers the rage and agony of pain and death and the idea that you are separate from God, so will it be with you. And just as truthfully, as you begin to emerge from the idea that you were trapped in this illusion, the light of the universe will begin to shine on you. And that will be the factor of healing the sick in our body association. I'm calling to you in your own mind to recognize the initial responsibility for this world. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goals I would achieve, and everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. Deceive yourself no longer that you are helpless in the face of what is done to you. Acknowledge but that you have been mistaken, and all effects of your mistakes will disappear. Look, it's impossible the Son of God be merely driven by events outside of him. It is impossible that happenings that come to him were not his choice. His power of decision is the determiner of every situation in which he seems to find himself by chance or accident. Why? No accident nor chance is possible within the universe as God created it, outside of which is nothing. Look, suffer and you decided sin was your goal. Be happy and you gave the power of decision to him who must decide for God and for you in the mere prospect that you might be able to hear that with me is the joy I experience in my reassociation with myself as a continuing offering to you in what you term an advanced teacher of my certainty that you're responsible for what you're seeing. This world is a choice of events that you have within your own aggregation of self-responsibility projected from ideas within your mind and demonstrating a drama that you intend to play out in the idea of the little, small, tight illusion of separation that constitutes the light form, the power of light, the electromagnetic force of the generation of the entirety of creative reality, pitifully replicated by that little idea about yourself. Listen carefully to me now. Here's a process of healing, and it's about to occur. Say to me, everything is an idea within my own mind. Remember what we just read about the idea that you are reflecting back to yourself associations of what you think you are. Look with me about the new correspondence that's possible in the idea, okay, that I am an image in your mind, are you listening, representing to you how you feel about yourself and this world. Here. Here's just a quick process of healing. Well, turn to the guy and say, what did he say? What did he say? I think he said he loved me. Oh, he wouldn't dare take that step. He wouldn't dare take the single step that's necessary in the converting agencies of our recognition of the process of healing that's occurring at this moment. Yes, I am taking that step. Okay, from our course, we have learned together, okay, emotionally, in regard to each other, say to me, I have two emotions. You want to recite to me what they are? Did you say love? Wow. What an all-encompassing idea that all of my emotions of happiness and joy in association with our relationships would be expressed as love. What's your other emotion? Did you say fear? Two emotions, love and fear of love. Say to me, God loves me. Are you looking with me at this? That's how I can be certain that I can love you. Nothing is simpler in all of the universal associations of correspondences of ideas about separation than the simple recognition of the single union of thought in the idea of love. Look with me. The idea that you are not love is what fear is. The idea that you're not whole and perfect as you were created is very fearful to you. Say to me, I've been afraid. I know. Okay? Sickness, fear, isolation, devastation, okay, feelings of rejection, okay, of crowding back into your own idea about yourself, express nothing but your fear of the totality of the power of love, which I intend to offer you at this moment. One of the things that will surprise you about this first 26 minutes in the idea that you can heal the sick and raise the dead, okay, will begin to occur as you recognize the need for you to recognize responsibility for what appears to be outside of you in this objective world. Look at this. All things I think I see reflect ideas. What I see reflects a process in my mind, which starts with my idea of what I want. Did you see that? I'm seeing it, why? Because you wanted it. Are you listening to me? Okay, if you didn't want it, you wouldn't see it. Can you trust me with this just for a moment? Because the healing factor that just occurred in your own mind represented a fundamental idea. And this has been told to you since the beginning of time or your advent into this association of separation. When you are happy, the world seems to share your happiness. When you are sad and lonely and fearful, the world seems to demonstrate to you the result that you ask them to give you in regard to your determination not to accept how very fundamentally the world is an idea within your own mind. Listen. From there, the mind makes up an image of the thing the mind desires, judges valuable, and therefore seeks to find. These images are then projected outward, looked upon, esteemed as real, and guarded as one's own. You're esteeming your image of me as valuable and guarding it in your relationship with your own body form. That way you can think that the master teacher is a 76-year-old carcass within the arrangements of the definition you have about yourself in your own body association. And you're going to guard within the procedures of your own ego, the concepts of yourself, the idea that there are other body images outside of you representing a difference in your own body image about yourself. Listen to what happens. From insane wishes comes an insane world. Look, from judgment comes a world condemned. And from forgiving thoughts, a gentle world comes forth with mercy for the Holy Son of God to offer him a kindly home where he can rest a while before he journeys on and help his brothers walk ahead with him and find the way to heaven and to God. I'm going to put a prayer in here. You listen to me. The basis of my union with the universe is prayer. Our Father, your ideas reflect the truth, and mine apart from yours but make up dreams. Let me behold what only yours reflect, for yours and yours alone establish truth. What an idea that at this moment, in this time and place, as a reflection of your mind, I can offer back to you somewhere within the perspective of the relationship of cause and effect, a new image of how you really feel about yourself that may even surprise you with the intensity of yours and mine's shared determination to express the love of God. Here's the healing process. Okay, right now, going on now. Say to me, I am whole and perfect as God created me. Yeah. The self that you are recognizing in me at this moment is yourself. We are sharing an idea in our minds, first by a union of purpose. This is our Course in Miracles. That is possible in a systematic way to change our minds about ourselves, listen carefully, that cannot not change the associations of space-time that heretofore demonstrated the drama of body correspondence that condemned us to sequential time. Okay? Here, look, just for a minute. What I'm offering you at this moment, say to me, is an immediate appearance. Say that, immediate appearance. Look, if everything you see at any given moment only reflects ideas about yourself, it would be impossible within a parameter of light consciousness association, if I am indeed a reflection of your mind, that you could not see what I am offering you based on the certainty of my individual illumination in a devastating moment of the determination of the unreality of this world, that it will bring to you an instant of a new continuum of time where we recognize each other in a new perspective of purpose. The idea that you are going to admit with me now as the species Homo sapien, that you don't know who you are, how you got here, where you're going, or what possible reason there would appear for you to be in this association of time, have led you to the point where you're asking a true question. The moment you ask a true question about the relationship with yourself and the universe, you will be given the answer. Heretofore, the idea of separation, which we call fear, has not allowed you to view a perspective of yourself in the idea of the wholeness and love that we're sharing together. 1 minute, listen to this. So here's the secret. You're doing it to yourself. No matter what the form of the attack, this still is true. Whoever takes the role of enemy and of attacker, still is this the truth. Whatever seems to be the cause of any pain or suffering you feel, this is still true. You listen, or you would not react at all to figures in a dream you knew that you were dreaming. Let them be as hateful and as vicious as they may. They could have no effect on you unless you fail to recognize it is your dream. Are you looking at this single lesson? Say to me, are you telling me that I've actually been doing all of this to myself? Yeah. I'm telling you, as a perspective within a relationship of our ideas about ourselves within this continuum of time, in the possibility of illusionary self-identities, in objective denial of singularity, that you are responsible for what you're saying. You're choosing the results you want, okay? And everything that is happening around you, you ask for and receive as you have asked. This single lesson will set you free. Look. The Holy Spirit will repeat this one inclusive lesson of deliverance until it has been learned, regardless of the form of suffering that brings you pain. Whatever hurt you bring to him, he will make answer with this very simple truth. For this one answer takes away the cause of every form of sorrow and of pain. The form affects his answer not at all, for he would teach you but the single cause of all of them, no matter what their form. And you will understand that miracles reflect the very simple statement, I have done this thing, and it is this that I would undo. Say that to me. Look at me. Say to me, I've done this thing. And it is this I would undo. You want to undo this with me? What we begin to recognize in the power of love, in our association with each other, that all of our so-called doing, I'm going to do this, is based on an association of sequential time contained within our own minds, where a previous reference of what we intend to do has been projected into a future idea of sequentiality and represents all that is happening within this matrix of the separation of cause and effect. Your memory says, gee, if I do this within my body form, if I go from this location to this location, I can get a desirable result within my own mind. The problem is this. Each time you make a decision to perform an objective act of doing, it's always being based on the old reference you have about yourself in an idea of the containment of space-time, which is actually over and gone. You're living in a memory of a single moment of separation. I am drawing you irresistibly within your own mind into an idea that if you'll be here just for a moment in the presence of now, you will experience a joyful idea in a literal sense of being, are you ready? Undone. Will you let me undo you? Salvation is your undoing. It's the idea that you don't want a correspondence of pain and death in associations with the dream that heretofore constituted your idea of self-identity. That was a very fast 27 minutes. The moments of miracles that are occurring simultaneously in the visions of our re-identity of ourself has led us to the necessity that we take a momentary break. There may even be a commercial about the idea of how you can come to know who you are in this redefinition of yourself. Certainly, I'm offering you the value that you will find within your own heart and mind about who you really are. We'll be right back. Remember, God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind or the application by which we are thinking. Will you say it with me? God bless us, each and every one. Back with you now, and we're also back with you now. And the decision to talk to you for a moment has become an imperative in our idea about ourselves. The title to this little sojourn of self-recognition that you're experiencing at this time and place is called How to Heal the Sick and Raise the Dead. Okay, the power of mind that I am offering you in my discovery, through my association with the universe, of the singularity of self-identity, will bring to you the certainty that yourself is the constitution either of the entirety of separation within a replication of eternally creating life, or eternally creating life itself. Say to me, I am whole and perfect as God created me. Yes. Yes, you are. All right. Now, one of the problems you may have, and this is how we practice the idea of your perfection in the healing process, is that in the moments that we actually correspond with each other, here, there's one right there, you recognize the wholeness of yourself, and I recognize the wholeness of myself. Important you look at this. Okay, that moment of perfection that expresses the passion of self-identity, listen, is not connected to our bodies at all. Now, the idea that you can recognize conceptually that you are not a body is virtually impossible, because all of your ideas of our association with each other are connected to objective visions or images of illusions that represent our individual peopling of the idea that we are bodies. So that while I would wish you well in your evolved purpose of occupying this continuum, I can't wish you more than I have been willing to accept for myself in our relationship. Do you see that? This is how I heal the sick and raise the dead. I might remind you that the idea of being dead is not at all connected to that you or a body are going to get old and rotten and laid down into a grave. The idea of being dead is the idea of being not created. It's the idea of being separate from what everything is. And indeed, if death were possible, you would be separate. You are here because you have fundamentally formulated within your own mind the idea of death, of self-termination, the idea that the body you occupy, all right, can be strategically located within your own mind. Demonstrate the idea that you can come into occupancy in a space-time location, live out the little drama of a procedure of self-recognition, and suffer from termination. From an insane idea comes an insane world. And I'm here to offer you a correction of the idea that you are sequential within your own time association. Let's practice with my body for a moment. You'll have to begin with the idea that there are going to be 20 lessons within our Course in Miracles that ask you on a daily or hourly or moment-by-moment basis to declare with me, I'm not a body. Practice. I'm not a body. Say it. I'm not a body. If I'm not a body, neither are you. But in the moment that I recognize at that instant, I am not a body, I find a correspondence of healing and wellness in a relationship of the fabric of the power of light. Are you listening? It actually isn't connected to my body at all. Shall I try it? No. True healing of the power of our representation of the certainty of our love for each other is connected to the body at all. You see? What happens is this. As I recognize and we share together our perfection from a single mind, the illusionary nature of the correspondences of hydrogen and oxygen and the idea of carbon and the idea that we're separate in the light forms that constitute the mass of converting energy that will represent the matter of our entirety cannot not be instantly reassembled into wholeness, because fundamentally the idea of wholeness within our own mind is what we're sharing. I've heard a lot of spiritual teachers attempt to heal specific remedies that are contained within the idea of the formulation of sickness and have been successful, not only in the healing of the idea of the tumor or whatever the disease is, but also the retention of the possibility of the application of the mind in its need to retain a body form. Listen, healer, right there. I'm assuming that you want to take your role as a healer and savior of the world. The idea of phenomenal healing or instantaneous conversion of your mind in regard to the sickness that you feel is being expressed in our objective association are not fundamentally what healing is. Because the idea of at-one-ment or the power of our mind to express love for each other will be the entirety of the healing of the body image. Yes. Listen to this with me. The miracle is useless if you learn, but that the body can be healed. For this is not the lesson it was sent to teach. The lesson is the mind was sick that thought the body could be sick. Projecting out its guilt caused nothing and has no effects whatsoever. Look, this world is full of miracles. They stand in shining silence next to every dream of pain and suffering and of sin and of guilt. What are they? They are the glad effects of taking back the consequence of sickness to its cause. Taking back the consequence of sickness to its cause. Now, my certainty, share this with me, I'm offering you my whole mind here. The idea that I am responsible for what I am seeing and have accepted that responsibility within my own mind, are you listening, is what a miracle is. The miracle, the light conversion of the whole universe is going on all around you all the time. Say to me, will you practice with me? Say to me, the miracle does nothing. Yeah. What did we discover? The miracle is the undoing, you looking with me, of the fundamental objective idea of a human being that something outside of his mind can affect him. Look with me. There isn't anything out there. What you're seeing out in this world are just reflections of your own mind. Nothing but represents your determination to objectify yourself in this idea of time. Now, at this time, thank you very much for that. That was the idea of the healing process. There, let's do that again. Can we do that again? When we come into the studio sometimes, the energy factor of the observation of us in undergoing the miracle will cause this to occur. Can you see that with me? Very simply because the images of representation of ourselves are actually expressing a single space-time location. I am offering you, within your own sequential idea about yourself, an image, okay, that's contained within your own idea or dream of death that you asked to appear at this time. Look with me at this. If everything is only an idea within your own mind about yourself, how could I possibly be telling you about how whole and perfect and joyous and happy you are, okay, unless you ask me somewhere within your frame of mind to tell you. The simple fact of the matter, using this Course in Miracles, until you began to train your mind in a way not to objectify yourself within your own correspondence, which indeed denied you access to any reality whatsoever, there's no way you could be present with me in this video, okay? Say to me, nothing's by accident. How could anything be by accident if everything is contained within your own mind? Do you see this? I could be offering you something that you did not, up until this moment, want to hear, but it's impossible that this moment of revelation, of salvation, of healing is not with you now in our minds, are you listening? Because it's not connected to our bodies at all. Share this with me. I want you to say it. At no single moment does my body exist. Yes. You have a strange character within the fabric of your idea appearing suddenly in front of you reading what is termed a miracle healer's handbook. this handbook, which is your initial encounter with reality, is the one that you will dog-ear in the recognition of yourself as you journey out into new continuums of time in instant quantum correspondence with the reality of singular ideas of self-realization based on a single source. I'm reading from it here. Listen to eight more lines. So the world is full of miracles. They stand in shining silence next to every dream of pain and suffering and of sin and guilt. They are the glad effects of taking back the consequences of sickness to its cause, which is you. The body is released because the mind acknowledges this is not done to me, but I am doing this. And thus the mind is free to make another choice instead. Listen, beginning here, salvation will proceed to change the course of every step in the descent to separation until all the steps have been retraced, the ladder gone, and all the dreaming of the world undone at last. What a particular idea. That within the illusion of the idea of separation, okay, this was expressed just a moment ago, that every time you make a decision, okay, to combat the idea that there's something outside of you, you are more and more condemned to the mass or the idea of potential contained within the formulation of the galactic association that defined yourself. Okay. All of your ideas of potential are the possibility of separation. When you depend on yourself as that body in a location of space-time, you are defining yourself as an idea of location. You listen with me. If you are whole and perfect as you were created, I have entered a perspective of the location of you as a body at your bequest, offering you my certainty that you are mislocated. Look with me. You know this is true or I wouldn't be talking to you. You don't belong in this location in space-time. That's why you're sick. You have been forced to accept an identity of body association based on a molecular association that in its entirety constitutes a replication of eternal life. Say to me, I've had enough of this. Yes, that's enough. Now, at that moment, we were healed perfectly. Okay? Now, shall I practice with this old body? Okay. This old body, in your memory patterns of this cycle of time, is said to be by this world 76 years old. Look with me. If my mind is whole and perfect, I am not a body. How could I be representing to myself a body that appears in the perspective of the illusion of the matrix to have gone through a cycle of time representing 76 years? How about 546 years? How about 2,446 years that represent relative associations in a correspondence of the entirety of the illusion, which lasted approximately 14,000 million years? If I can get you to look at me at instantaneous communication, the body formulation of yourself will vary instantly and change to the idea of being perfect very simply because your mind is perfect and has nothing to do with your body at all. This is what we call miraculous healing. You are healed and whole as you were created. You want to share this with me? You have absolutely nothing to say about it at all. Help me. Why would you want to constitute yourself as that carbon and hydrogen? You're surrounded by a nitrogen cloud, all right, that defines you within a perspective that you identify as life. And you tread your timid way, protecting yourself from the power of light that constitutes who you really are, and undergo your own self-annihilation. Don't tell me it's not so, because I'm talking to you, because until this moment, this is what you have believed. Okay, are you going to listen with me? You're listening with me now? Say to me, I'm going to try it. Say to me, I am the Holy Son of God Himself. Yeah, you have misidentified yourself as being located within the form of light in space-time. And this is what gets old and dies. Yet the wholeness of you in the adjacency of the immediacy of correspondence that I am offering you will instantly convey the joy and happiness of a reassociation with the universal mind of God. How is this accomplished? By giving. Did you think I was not finally going to come into your perspective of attack and rage and defense of yourself without informing you of the necessity of the action of your mind to begin initially within space-time to replicate the power of giving, which is what our universal mind is? Practice. God only gives. Would you share with me in the idea that you can give yourself away? Let's try it together. Now, the self that you'll be giving away, okay, will not be the one that you have previously protected. Because if you would attempt to protect it within the ratio of objective association, you will be fearful of the loss of the illusionary self that heretofore constituted your idea about yourself. Practice. I am possessed by ideas about my own frailty. Very early in the practice of this Course in Miracles, and this is the mind training, isn't it? We are able to say, hey, I'm not whom I'm pretending to be. If I pretend to be a human being occupying this little space and time, all of the world that I see within that relationship will represent that dependency, because it will require that I identify myself as weak and frail, okay, through a separation that was instantly repaired in the idea that you could be separate from wholeness. This world lasted but a moment in your own mind, with no effect whatsoever on eternal life. And so is all the world over. And all that I'm really representing to you is my certainty within our ideas of separation that you have been repeating over and over and over again. The single idea that you were separate. Look with me. The entirety of the reclamation of the idea of the mistake of separation is contained within that moment of separation. And time was over. What I'm confirming to you in this healing process is a memory that we share together in the idea that we came into separation together, have constituted an idea that we could not travel beyond the stars out into the universe, okay, and have just a moment suffered from the idea that we didn't know who we were or what we were doing here. Now, the admission that in fact we don't is the beginning of salvation, very simply because it's impossible if you are life, and I assure you that you are, that you don't know who you are, where you came from, and what we're doing. So the moment of amnesia from which you are suffering is being repaired instantly within your own mind by this characterization. Listen carefully to me. I may not be what you expected. I'll speak as master teacher. I know perfectly well that there isn't any world. I know perfectly well through my own devastation that I realize the light and love that surrounds us right at this moment. The image that I am presenting to you cannot be more or less than you are willing to accept about how you feel about yourself. So that in this Course in Miracles, we train our minds momentarily to release the defenses of the reflections of our own mind. Why? We were being attacked by our own thoughts. There. Good. Love. Love, healing, is letting go of the defense that you employ to justify the idea that you're a body. How to heal the sick and raise the dead is being demonstrated at this moment in your mind because you are responsible for this world. Say to me, I guess I'm the savior of this world. You are. And I'm in your mind sharing that certainty with you in the moment of self-recognition. I'm tempted to come back and try to do one more hour in the idea that the salvation of the world depends on you. Conceptually, it seems impossible, but the truth of the action that you discovered at that moment in this time frame has allowed you to view yourself in a brand new perspective. I think I will. You remember this. God goes with us wherever we go, very simply because God is the mind with which we are thinking. I'll see you in a minute. Let's say it together as we share this healing process. God bless us.